I'm joined now on Express Yourself by Jason Anderson, who is the new program director for Aspen Films Shorts Fest, and we are coming up on his first Shorts Fest festival. So, Jason, how are you?
Terrific. You know, I'm really happy to be coming out to my big number one.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
A lot of work to get to this point.
Could you speak a little bit about the process of how are these films chosen? What is it like on your side of things?
It's about as much viewing as you could possibly imagine. We really do try to be as thorough as we can be. So I have a team of four programmers, including myself. We have this amazing set of volunteer pre-screeners. We're just pouring through this pretty massive pile of submissions. I mean, I think we topped 3,000 short films. Whoa. That we looked at this year. And it really is a big undertaking to kind of, because it's not just about picking the best film, because we see lots and lots of great films that we don't have the room to play. It really is kind of finding the films that kind of work together is this package and has all these different things that we're excited about and really kind of speak to each other while hopefully speaking to the audience. And so we ended up with 71 films this year, so over 11 programs. So we're thrilled, but it does take a lot of late nights.
Yes.
and discussions and sort of legwork and eye work as well. So it's great. It's a terrific process. I mean, you really get to kind of to be able to share the films in the end is the best part.
And how do you go about saying no to the films that you really like, but you feel like don't fit into this specific program?
It's with a very heavy heart, you know, and it really is. It kind of ends up being, you know, if we talk to filmmakers, programming, it really ends up being the sort of movie festival variation on the "it's not you, it's me" kind of speech you give to ex romantic partners.
Right.
I mean, you really do. I mean, it really is. And you see lots of great films, and the trouble is, you just kind of have a lot of films that maybe are a bit similar to ones you already have, or mm-hmm. You know, there's just kind of you want the films to be different from each other, but there's always going to be things that a lot of filmmakers, kinds of stories, for instance, that they gravitate towards. You know, you can't put together a festival of just coming of age stories. Although I totally could, but
right.
I'm not sure if an audience really needs to see as many coming of age stories as I do.
What are you specifically excited about for this year's programming?
There's some great. I'm really, really happy. I mean, certainly we really strive to have a really strong balance of the kind of three main shorts that we program: documentary, live action narrative, and animation. And I really think it's just like creme de la creme of that batch and stuff that I think there's a really great balance of films that have kind of been really successful on the shorts film world already and won prizes at big festivals like Venice and Toronto and Sundance, but also with lots of really, really cool new discoveries that we kind of have been very happy to find and bring this together as, you know, being a part of the showcase. So, I mean, it's great. It totally runs the gamut. We've got we're on the first night, we're excited to have a recent Oscar-nominated film for Best Short Animation, Daughter from Czech Republic, which is, I think, a film that first time I saw it, I think I just had I was sobbing. I cried a lot at that one, but it's a beautiful film. It's a really lovely film, and it's been really successful. And you know, conversely, we have stuff that's like brand new, and I'm thrilled. Like, you know, is I'm really excited about the selection of comedies this year, and we have this really cool one called Marcy Learn Something New, which stars one of my very, very favorite comedic actresses, Rachel Dratch, who people love from Saturday Night Live. So it's Rachel Dratch in an unforgettable short film role, and all kinds of stuff in between. So it really is just great to have this sort of balance of stuff that you know has already connected with audiences and are just thrilled to kind of bring to Aspen, and stuff that you're like, wow, this is just like brand new and really exciting too.
So this year's festival will include premieres?
Yeah, I think we've got four or five world premieres. I mean, a bunch more films that are North American premieres or international premieres, U.S. premieres. So certainly, which is great because I don't actually, a lot of festivals will have premiere policies. They'll only play certain kinds of premieres. And we take all kinds of films. It doesn't matter kind of, you know, how much it's played, only that it's maybe within the last, year. So it's not something it's a huge priority for the festival, but we're really happy just to kind of just have that chance to play things without really having to kind of feel restricted, you know, and then only play premieres or what have you. So it's great to have that. Festivals are tricky places, I know from my experiences. Everything sort of has its own particular needs.
What sort of themes do you notice emerging in the selections?
Well, certainly, I mean, we're really excited about a couple of the films we have dealing with, subject of immigration and migration and sort of experiences of refugees or exiles. I mean, these are all, I mean, certainly it's a big topic in the world in all kinds of ways. And it's something that we see reflected in a lot of the work, both by narrative filmmakers and documentary filmmakers. We're really stoked about two documentaries. One's called Status Pending, and it really sort of takes a look at the immigration system in the U.S. in a really, like, very humane way, in a way we hadn't really seen before, because it sort of focuses on the experiences and the work of Mexican-American lawyers working within the immigration system and kind of what they're going through. And on the other hand, we have this really gorgeous, and it's actually one of the world premieres, is this film called A Youth, which is about this just like really beautiful family story about an Afghan refugee family living in Greece, and kind of the experience of this young man who's just this, like, really, like, inspirational, really kind of very terrific and hopeful figure, who's obviously kind of, you know, kind of coping with a lot of, you know, much wider forces in the world, as often happens. So, I mean, certainly immigration stories, also big on childhood stories, and we're getting, like, sort of childhood stories from places that we don't often get them from, like there's a great one called Troublemaker from Nigeria. There's a great one from Mongolia called Heading South, really, really kind of funny oddball one from Finland called The Stick. So, you know, always really excited to have stories about kind of childhood experiences, because it's a way of dealing with all kinds of themes in a way that, you know, kind of becomes very accessible to audiences as well, because everyone can, you know, hopefully remember what it's like to be a child at some level.
Yeah, and the innocence, looking at some of these harder topics, like you mentioned, refugees and exiles and immigration, but when we kind of enter into that child's mind, maybe we can see things without our jaded personal experiences.
It is. It's always been a really valuable way for lots of filmmakers over the history of cinema to kind of get a lot of really very profound things, but to kind of think about what the world looks like to someone very young. At the same time, we actually have some great sort of adolescent and teen stories that we're always excited about, and some grown-up stuff, of course. Mm-hmm. There's a really terrific selection of films with really recognizable actors who we love, and it's always great to have those people show up in short films, because they're smaller projects. They're not kind of often usually not very big budget things, but they're real kind of labors of love, and people can kind of be bold or just kind of do different things. So there's one I really love called Daddy-O, which is a directorial debut by Casey Wilson, who I love from a comedy series Happy Endings and a bunch of other projects. And so she's playing her kind of a version of herself, kind of coping with the loss of her mother, with her very, very eccentric father, as played by the awesome Michael McKean from Better Call Saul and all those Christopher Guest movies. So it's really, you know, terrific to have, you know, kind of, you know, just great actors sort of kind of having, you know, not necessarily the fun time, because they're not always fun movies, but certainly getting a chance to do things that maybe are different from how you expect them.
And so what brought you personally to working with Aspen Film?
I'm so delighted to, it's been so great working with this team so far. And I think we're all very much on the same page and really, really out to, you know, kind of all united in the sort of mission of what we want to do with Shorts Fest and deliver to the audience here. But certainly, I mean, my experience is, I mean, I started off as a critic and an arts journalist, and I spent a long time here, and I grew up in, I'm based in Toronto, and I grew up out west in Calgary, so I kind of feel like Aspen is sort of familiar to me as a mountain town, since I spent a long time in mountain towns growing up. So it's like, I think that, I mean, that I basically was sort of as a critic for many years, and then kind of shifted more into programming, because I kind of felt like it was something that was really kind of fit what I wanted to do more generally, which is just kind of like, you know, kind of find work that I care about and do whatever I could to support it. So I've been very, very lucky in the last, I guess since 2015, I've been working on the shorts team for the Toronto International Film Festival as well. And that's just been a great ride of kind of just being able to discover films and discover filmmakers. Short films are kind of, I mean, it's not always, certainly have a lot of sort of more established talents, especially animators who work principally in shorts, but you know, a lot of the people you do get in shorts are people who are young, emerging people, maybe just finishing school, just coming out of school, kind of on their way to becoming like big deal filmmakers a lot of the time, but they're just at the point where they're sort of finding their voices, and they're really just like the energy of this kind of stage of their career and their art making is really fantastic to kind of be part of.
Well, it sounds like a really nice place to land, coming from your background as a critic, a film critic, to then get to share your selections with people, and like you said, support young artists. For listeners who are interested in seeing the full lineup for this this Shorts Fest, where can they go?
Well, they can go, for starters, to the Aspen Film website, aspenfilm.org is going to have all the information they need. A brand new Shorts Fest program, and we kick it all off in Aspen on March 31st, and that runs, I believe, until April 5th in Aspen. And then we're also very happy to be back in Carbondale for screenings on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So we're really, you know, it's going to be a big bustling week for all of us. I think we've got like a really big number of the filmmakers coming out for to sort of present, be at the screenings and ask them certainly, and do Q&As and talk to people who've seen the movies and people from the industry. So it really is kind of a great celebration of film, and it really is just such a thrill to kind of be able to sort of present it to the audience in Aspen and Carbondale, just really generous and engaged, and to sort of feel like that, you know, it really is a great thing to be able to match the actual filmmakers and their films with people who are really, really up for the experience.
Well, thank you so much, Jason Anderson. We certainly look forward to enjoying the fruits of your 2000 plus heavy-hearted it's not you, it's me kind of letters. To weed it down to this selection, and I look forward to reviewing the film lineup myself and identifying which days might be my targets there.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for the interview, too.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Oh, well, one last thing. I've just revised this number. So, again, I mean, a big thing, you know, certainly a big priority for film festivals is gender parity and really addressing sort of the kind of, I don't know, some of the inequities that have been, you know, quite systemic for a long time. But we are very excited to be actually presenting 60% of the program is directed by or co-directed by women. So we're really, I think it's a happy number for us. But and something we're just really, it's not like a, it's just that's the movie, those are the movies we wanted. Like, we don't program with that in mind. Just it's really something that shows you kind of that, you know, who's making the movies. I mean, that's really that sort of is what that number's about.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Great.
We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with Katie and Kay, and all the time that you put into putting this festival together.
Awesome. Thanks so much.